Senate Bill 12 would have made Utah the only state in the country where a person would have to be 21 years old to buy tobacco products. Utah is one of four states where the purchasing age is 19, which is currently the highest age to buy tobacco products in the nation at the state level. The Senate failed to pass the bill, with 12 senators for and 16 against. Democratic Senator Karen Main of Salt Lake County says she doesn't see why the smoking age should be raised when people can do more dangerous things, like driving cars or serving in the military, when they're 19.
I have problems with this. I think everybody should have self-determination, and maybe we've gone a step too far. If we're the only state that's doing this, maybe there's personal responsibility somewhere.
Utah's bill is not the only one that would raise the smoking age across the country. Similar bills have popped up in California, Hawaii, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. Lawmakers in Maryland rejected a similar bill last month, and New York City set the smoking age to 21 late last year. Jessica Bader is a technician for the Animal, Dairy, and Veterinary Sciences Department at Utah State University. She says everyone knows the health effects of tobacco, but in the end, it's a personal decision to smoke.
It's okay to protect especially the young kids, and that they don't smoke, but I don't think it makes a difference if you make the law to 18 or 21.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.